Random House Audio presents Paul and Me, 53 years of adventures and misadventures with my pal, Paul Newman, by A.E. Hotchner. This is A.E. Hotchner. Up front. Paul Newman was an unadorned man. He was direct and honest and off-center and mischievous and romantic and very handsome. All of these attributes became the generating force behind him. He was the same man in 2008 that he was in 1955, unchanged despite all the honors and the fame, not a whisper of a change. That was something, the constancy of the man. In these bleak times that feature men whose greed and selfishness have been so disillusioning and ruinous to their fellow citizens, Paul's concern for those less fortunate and his altruistic mien were important antidotes. He was a complicated, unpredictable, talented man who certainly gave back to the world as much as the world gave to him. Paul Newman and I first met in 1955 in a funeral parlor on La Cienega Boulevard in Hollywood. There were sample coffins in the anteroom, but the large viewing room beyond had been stripped of its funereal paraphernalia and instead outfitted for the rehearsal of The Battler, a television drama I had written based on a Hemingway short story. It was my first television...